Gemara's Kasha discussed the Koyach Sheni and Hezek. How did that come up? Because Rav Mori asked Ve'ema Mave Zehamayim. Why don't we say that Mave is water? How could it be water? So Rashi explains that we're talking about a situation. Person spills water out into the public area. Gemara will discuss that in Daf Heyom and Aleph. There it's done b'rishus. It's doing a, it's rolled like a sponge. Water throws the water out. It's totally acceptable and mutter. Rashi being medayik, that since we have a new ov, so it won't be potter from kalim. So he throws the water out, and somebody's kalim get damaged. So chayiv ashoivchan. So why don't we say that mave is the ov of mayim? Vara says, and I can give an indication that the word mave can refer to mayim, kigdeach eish hamosim mayim tiveish. Just like fire is able to melt, so mayim tiveish. So apparently, Rav Mori learned pshat, water is going to destroy the fire, going to douse the fire. Miksiv mayim novu, mayim is plural, so Rashi learns pshat. So that would have to be mayim novu eish, tive eish ksiv. Tive eish means that it's mayim kama tive eish. Water douse, the fire boils up the water, and therefore this is not referring to water damage. It's two horrors. One is, if anybody can figure out the shakl v'tarye, just the Sakam Tyrian Diktuk. Rav Mori didn't mean the Pasuk. Mayim Novu. He held Mayim could be, Rachlaik is a Diktuk, he held Mayim could be a singular verb. That's what he held, so he should answer, no? Sarachi and Godel. What's the Shaka Vitarye? Go ahead.
I think that this Pasuk touches on this. It may not work so well for Rav Mori, but it also doesn't work.
Okay.
Once we're working with something that don't work so well, why is
this saying
worse?
No, so the Chayra Tosfos is saying, the reason why Rav Mori has asked this Kasha, came in the Kra, Lei Daike, Lei Kemar, Lei Kemar. So then, so Effie's saying that when it comes to Mava, we had Kashas in the Psukim already. So since we had Kashas in the Psukim, and we'll say, but at least it, that might be why the Tana came to use this phrase. So it could be, so what you're saying is not bad. The only question is, so why did the Gemara conclude that? Over here, the Gemara seems to say this is a successful Pircha. The Gemara seems to drop it. Over there, but Rav and Shmuel, so the Gemara does not drop. The Gemara says, "Effie's saying, all right, so we're trying to figure out what the Hebrew phrase mav is." All right. So over here, the Gemara is saying to Rav Mori, "Your entire it could be approximately okay." Here, it sounds like you misread the pasuk. Right there, the Gemara says that's not a good fit. Right, bua to say bua. We know it's referring to a person, Adam, but Mav is not the best possible way of saying Adam. Over here, they're saying to Rav Mor, you misread the pasuk. They didn't say to Rav before, you misread the pasuk, and you misread the pasuk. They said you read the pasuk correctly, not the best possible fit for the word Mav. Over here, they said to Rav Mori, it's hard to explain. What's the shakel v'tarye? And again, if it's such a bad misfire, so why did Ravina and Rav Ashi include it in the Gemara? I don't understand. The other thing that you the other notable is that it becomes clear from this from these three lines that Chazal did not have a misora on exactly what were the four avos or the six avos. Now, sometimes when you learn the Gemara, so you assume that Chazal had a misora, so they weren't sure exactly how to fit things in. They all knew that the avos were bor, shor. Shor meaning Karen, Shein, Regel, Bor, Adam, and Esh. All right, so now the question was, exactly what is Rav Yehuda organizing for us? Is he including Adam, not including Adam? But from this three lines, it sounds like that Rav Mori was saying, no, maybe that there wasn't a Misera, that they would have to consider reorganizing. They're not going to drop one of the others. And the way Tosfos says, I'll find you a phrase in Chumash. It's also interesting that gives you an insight into that when Chazal were explaining the Yovis, they were Rav and Shmuel. Until now, Rav and Shmuel weren't arguing about what the Yovis were. They were only arguing what Rav Yehuda Nasi put in the Mishnah. This is these three lines. For these three lines, we're now opening up the idea that Chazal, that there was no Misairah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Parshas. Chazal learned the Parshas. Chazal labeled the Parshas. And now Rav Mori is saying, no, maybe Chazal should label another Parsha called Av. And as Rashi points out, this will be an Av that's Chayiv and Kalim and Chayiv and Shus HaRabim. So the Gemara rejects it. Tosfos wants to explain to us the sugya. So Tosfos begins, as Effie pointed out, why did Rav Mori come up with this all of a sudden? Dalanim and Beis, well into the Masechta already, but you have to Macheshvan. So when he come with a new Av, so because Loi Daiki Lekimar Lekimar. All right, and then Tosfos says first Rashi in the Masechta that an Av has to be not good enough to tell us how to translate the word Mave. You have to tell us any Av that you find has to have a pasuk in Chumash. All right, so Tosfos tells us what the pasuk, how you're going to get out from Shilach. Fine. So now, and what is the conclusion of the Gemara? What's the upshot of the Gemara? That Mayim is not, it's not an Av. All right? In Halacha L'maisa, a person throws their sponge of water into the street. So, what's the din? Is the person who's pushing the water out Chayav or Poter? On Halacha L'maisa. So they did it brishus, right? So it's not exactly like Av, like Bor, but it's knew it's going to be a hybrid, right? If he got nailed while it was coming out, then it's going to be a form of shor Bor. No, it would be a form of Eish, right? And if he got nailed, and if it hit the ground already, and he got nailed as he was walking, so then it's going to be some kind of hybrid of Shorbor. Rabbi Potter and Kalim. Right, that'd be dependent on the machlokes, whether you take the coolest of all of your hybrids. Right. Hold on. So Tosfos asks, V'im Toimer, Hani Maim Hechidami, this Habimina. Exactly what do they have in mind? Hechidami. Either Mishkal Ole Bidka de Maya Ubi Koyach Rishon Koychayu Vi Bikoyach Shani Grama Baalmahu Kinamina Banisrafin. Taisva says that exactly what is the mind that we're thinking about in here? if it's Koyach Rishon, if it's the Mayim on its trajectory, on its way down, right? I was walking around Ben Asdarim in Yerushalayim, maybe during Seder, and that's good sponge of time, right? So then it's Koyach Rishon, so that's Eish, no? Eish Mishum Chitza, right? It's even better than Eish. It's not a Koyach HaKom Rabbi. I'm walking, and there's just a rabbi, somebody throws the water on top of me. What's that? Okay, should be Chitza, right? Okay. And if it hit the ground already, so then it's not Koyach anymore. Then it's Koyach Sheini. Seisus Kash. The Tosfos bases Kash on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Amar Papa. Haiman the Kof de Lechaber Vishkalei Vidgadamaya. Reuven ties Shimon down. And then, one very gruesome blot in Shas. Which discuss all different ways to. Not an easy read. So Haiman the Katzve Lechaber. So he ties up somebody else, Lechaber, his buddy, and then he pours water on top of him. And I don't know if he drowns him or suffocates him, but he does him in. All right? So Gire di Dehu, Umachayim. He's like shooting an arrow. What's the difference? You shoot an arrow and pierce somebody, or if you pour water on top of him and suffocate him. Gire di Dehu, Umachayim, the guy is Chayim Bisa. If there were two Enim there telling him not to do it, he said, Afal Pikein, Chayim Bisa. Vehane Mila Bekoyach Rishon. Vol Bekoyach Sheini, but if it's Koyach Sheini, Groma Ba'omo, then he's not Chayav Misa because he didn't kill him directly. He killed him, usually Groma means something like an indirect. He caused the Hezek, but did not do it via Dayim. He didn't do it, the Mice is not strongly enough related to the Ritzach. Groma means that I was causing it, but I didn't do it. All right, I have to define what that means. The Omer Papa, and Rav Papa goes further to explain, Zorak Tziror Lamala, V'holcho Letzdodin V'horga Chayev. A person throws a rock, and the rock doesn't go exactly where the thrower intended. He's still Chayev. Right? He's a bad shot. He's still Chayev. Omuleimar by Ravashi li Rav Papa, my taima, right? My taima. Why is he chayiv mishum koychayu? He koychay tais leil. But if it's koychay, then it should go where it's supposed to go. Ve'ilav koychayu, and if it's not his koyach, then teis latachas, it should drop. Imanav shach. Right? Physics. Right? This thing is moving. Right? So it has a certain trajectory. So I thought this way. So I didn't know the way that the winds were blowing. I didn't know exactly my kayach. I didn't know that I'm a right-leaning thrower, but it's still my kayach. Ah, you'll tell me it's not my kayach. Then it should be dropping. Then gravity should take over. Can't have either way, both ways. Ella, koyach kochushu. It must still be his koyach, but it's not his. It's not a koyach hazak. Ella ksas koyach yeshkan. Haidle ozle el mishum shikola koyach chayzek ezrika ve'evin chayzeris laaretz. Avol dina lechasi mi mixas koyach. It's not dropping, so it still has my koyach. So it's my koyach should be chayav. All right. So again, so this Gemara of Papa is establishing for us that there's something called koyach, koychay. Where's the Gemara? This koyach, Koyach kochosh sounds like it's just koyach. It's the same thing. And then there is koyach sheni. Not koyach. Koyach sheni is begrama ba'oma. So what could that be? Hayman dekafti lechav v'yishkolay bidkedemaya. He ties down his friend and then he drowns him. So giri di dehu, if he was holding the water on top of him and the water drowns him, that's koyachai. Giri di dehu. Chitzav, his error. Abul b'koyach sheni, but if it's koyach sheni, Rashi, what's koyach sheni? Sheni chay rochek tzas. V'leinoflu amayim miyad b'tzeisei migidrei seyin olav. That he was holding the hose on top of this guy, but it doesn't. He wasn't holding on top of the guy. He was holding on the side. So it didn't go directly. Eliyachar mikan holchu al mokim shusham. After a while, it gets there. He ties up his friend and he puts him in a certain location. Then he pours. Then he takes the hose, and he doesn't put the hose directly in top of him. But after a while, the water gets to him, and the water drowns him. Gromu b'lemi koyachar. That wasn't his koyach. It wasn't directly from him. Alright? Hayosim he calls us. So now what do we have? Hilchus Ritzicha. Gemara says, you do a maise b'yadayim, you beat somebody up. God forbid. He kills him. Obviously a maise Ritzicha. What happens if Rambam Perek Gimel. He summarizes all of the Gemaras. You tie somebody up and you put him, leave him in the sun until he dies. He says, you tie somebody up and you leave him in a place where it's freezing. He can't leave it. He can't get out of it. All right. Or you aggravate a snake in order to bite somebody else. In all of these cases, the Rambam says, but he's not chayiv misa b'ezin. Derish damim, derish min adam. Kush Baruch Hu takes care of him. Because in all of these cases, he did not actively kill the person. Hadeichem is chaver l'secha mayim, l'secha reish. He shoved somebody into a pool. He shoved somebody into the fire. So we have to figure out if it was a situation where the person could have climbed out and he didn't, then he's potter from Mises Beisdin. But if he was put into a place where he could not get out, then he's chayiv misa bidei shema, chayiv misa bidei adam, because he did a maisa to kill him. Hadoichev is chaver, he pushes somebody into a pit, and there was a ladder there. However, somebody else takes the ladder out. So nobody is chayiv in Beis Din, right? Why? Because no one did the maisa v'tzicha. The first guy put him into a pit, but he had a way out. The second guy didn't put him in the pit. Nidrish min HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of these guys. These are all reitzchim, but not in a Beis Din. Hazoyrek tzrar, person takes a rock, and he throws it against the wall. V'chozra evin l'achure, and on the bounce back, it kills the person. That's a regular chiyuv misa beis din. That's koychei. Shemi koychei uba zarak evin lamala. Person threw a rock up the whole chol etzdodin, and it went off course. It's chayiv. Koyfes is chaveri b'nichum amokum she'ini yochol livroyach. He tied his person down, couldn't get away. Hitzif alav mayim. Then he flooded the area. In a mice of your dime, he tied that up and he flooded it. That's if the guy is flooding it directly. But if the guy floods an ancillary side area and then the water rolls over, that's already koyach sheni. Right? That's how I see it. That's what our Gemara is pointing out. Gemara says Koyach Rishon is Adam Mazik, as Adam Aritzayach Koyach Sheni. Ram does not give the signature Derish Damim Derish Yidrish Damim. He doesn't tell us. But he's not a Chai. He's not a Ritzayach. That's Chai of Misa in a basin. So our Tosva says, aren't we talking about that case? V'hanei my mechidami. Either Mishkul lay bidka demai bekoyach rishon koychayu. And therefore it's Adam Amazik. And therefore I don't need a new Av. V'hi bekoyach sheni. And if it's not koychayu, so groma v'olmu. If the water coming out of the sponge douses the person on its way down, Adam Amazik koychayu. If it hits the ground and then bounces back, probably chayiv. That's koyach. That's like the rock going against the wall and hitting back. But if it hits the ground and then it spritzes back, if it hits the ground, and as he's walking along, his clothes get dirty, that's koyach sheni. So, b'manavshach. If it's Taisa saying, if it's koichoi, so it's not, it's Adam Amazik, it's not a new Av. And if it's not koichoi, it's not chayav. V'yesh leimar, Teretz number one, demar v'koyach sheni v'kamashman v'koyach sheni nami chayav. Teretz number one is, koyach sheni is chayav. Inami, Teretz number two, is Basar de Nachu Vuleidomu Labor. So, Teretz number two is that we have to have a new case over here. One case is that it hits on the way down, that's Koichai. It hits on the rebound, also Koichai. But let's say I'm walking over here, and the sponge of water goes over here. And then it rolls along and kills my shoes. Right? So that's not bor. And it's not koyach rishon. Oh, that's the mind we're talking about. So the Gemara says, the Tosva says, kam mashma the koyach sheni, nami chayv inami, or boser de nochu, or it could be that it's totally steady, it's not moving any place, and it's still not a bor. Why? Because bor is done shaloi brishus, and this is done brishus. So again, how could mayim be a new av? Either because it's koyach sheni, or because it's boser de nochu bor brishus. The afal gav the osi b'matzad. Taisus now says a very important idea. What's Taisus asking you now? Again, Taisus is working on Rav Mori. Rav Mori holds that Maim is an Av. Taisus has given us the Makor and Chumash. It's an Av. So now Taisus says, but it's an Av Shalaikidin. Teretz number one is it's mechadish a new din. Koyach sheni is chayiv. Teretz number two, it's a new kind of bor. Good. So now I have my ov called mayim. However, Teshuva says afal gab do osi b'mat sad. What does that mean? I can learn this ov. I don't need a new ov. Because I'll be able to learn it from a bor shore combination. Shore is allowed to be b'shus harabim, still chayiv. So between shore and bor, I can learn a bor b'shus. If it's koyach sheni, so I'll do eish and adam. Eish is koyach hamurav boy. Eish is even less than koyach sheni. So I can do a combination, ma'atzad. You'll say it's koyach sheni, eish is chayiv, bor is chayiv. Right? You'll say it's moving. I'll say eish, I'll say odom, I'll say shor. Havi Aminam the Itzrich Lakosva Lachayev Kalim the Mibor Lehavi Sheminam. He says, because I will be I want to be Machayev Kalim. Because from Bor would not know Chiyuv Kalim. So that's a very important line in the Machlokes, Tosus and Rosh, when you have hybrid ovos, they pick up the kulas, or they do dinim altogether. So this Tosus is saying that I need to have a new ov because the hybrid would have had the kulas of Caleb. Right? Which is important to Oren that. And then the last line of Tosus is having Mazil and Mifrach. We could have asked a kasha from the Lush of the Mishnah, had a better kasha. Okay? So again, look at the Tosfos. The Nakudas of this Tosfos are, we are considering Rav Mori's suggestion. Right? First thing we said is Rav Mori's suggestion is notable in terms of being a possible new love. That's notable, all right? But Mori's suggestion, we have need some help in understanding the sugya, because it seems like a very quick retort, seems like a mistake in attending a pasuk. Tzarachi and Gadol. Good? But Taisva says, but let's take Mori's suggestion. That maim is an of. So first I have to find the pasuk and found the pasuk. Good. Next, I have to explain that this goes against halacha. Teretz is one of two possibilities. Third question is that I don't need it as an of, because I could learn it from a hybrid. I need it to Timchayim Kalim. Fourth question, I doesn't fit in the Mishnah anyways, because I can't learn Loi Zev Zev Sheish Mimro Chayim. We didn't get to that. And Achanami, if Mori would have answered the Kasha on the Pasuk, we would ask him this Kasha. Okay. So now we're going to zero in on the center part of the Tosfos. What's the central part of the Tosfos? Tosfos says, the Av of Mayim is Keneged Adin. Because either Mayim is Koichoi and it's Adam HaMazik, or it is Koyach Sheni. So Tosfos has two answers. Answer number one is Enachanami. This is going to teach me that Koyach Sheni Groma is Chayev Behezek. Answer number two, it's Bosa Denayach, it's a new kind of bore. Right? So we want to zero in on the first answer. Okay, before we go right, there are a few questions. Benji, you forgot the question?
No,
oh, Baruch Hashem, good. Daniel?
The fourth point of Tosfos, the question on the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Still confused.
Why?
Just how Rebbe said it. We said three is the point about the hybrid, and the fourth is the last part that the problem of
the work of the mission. Right. Right? This is the kasha that the Gemara asked previously. He says we didn't get to it. Beryl, you have a question?
Yeah. Not a sad question. Doesn't Tosfos, like on Gimel, learn out from Shor and Bor that there could be a key of Caleb? So why I don't understand, like, why he doesn't learn out from over here also that there could be a key of Caleb from taking Mayim, which is like the same thing as...
Yeah, it's a good question. Sure. Not for today, but it's a good question. Yeah. Good? They want to focus in on the Koyach Sheni. Good. So now, again, we want to focus in on this one issue. Because this one issue is a huge issue. Lachol Maisa, it's Groma Chayiv in Hezek. Groma Vinizokin. So what's the answer?
No.
So right, we're not kindness. Roman Zakin is also, but you don't have to pay. Right? So how do you read this line? Vim toima vane vane mechidam idim nishkola libidku demai b'koich v'ishim koichu ikoich sheni gibam v'yalmu. Can we remember this often? No. So skip the second tear, it's good. Second tear, it tells me was it enough? So everything's good. Koich sheni gibam v'yalmu good gibam finished. But Tosha says maybe demai b'koich sheni, maybe it's teaching me one of the first Gemaras we learned, Gram ben Zakin is Aser, because we wanted to show that there's an Iser in Mazik. So we pointed out that Gemara. But the point was, in Akaina, Gram ben Zakin is Aser, but not Chayiv. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Koyach Sheni is Gram. Lemana Shloma Sadevarim. I didn't put this in my makom. I didn't think it was that important, but just to round out the Rashba. Rashba says, "Hodak shirin ema maviz amayim." Lav le meimer she is chayev in nizke mayim. The mayim l'ksiv v'kro. He says the Gemara never really thought that mayim is an up. It doesn't mean I'm a pasuk for it. I'll tell me, Tosus found the pasuk for it. He was such a good find, he says. V'od Mayim hechidami. How could Mayim be a mazik if it was bidka de Maya koyach rishon? V'bekoyach sheni gromu. So, Mayim is not a mazik. Mayim is not an av. No, it's a Gemara. Ela hochi kakashale. Hai lishna de tona ene boru le la odom le la shen daf la mayim le eish eish le sabkoi. Taisva says, Rashba says, the Gemara is asking a whole different, this is a much different kasha. Rav Mori is saying, why is the Mishnah so ambiguous? Why do you not see choose such a strange lashon? Hai lishna tana, eino yiborer, leila odom leilishayin. His kasha is, he's asking, you know, it could be water. It could be the next Gemara, it could be Yesh. The Mishnah should have had a clearer lashon. That's the kasha. Yesh, Oimrim. There are those who say, "Dividavkin naktinan umayim v'shein rel kula nafka lulatanu miloshin mishilach." Right? V'hashanam yidechsevu biyer. V'imishum tukach sheni en el grama haveyamina de kimla natanu de grama kazu chayiv chiva toira. That they thought had a haveyamina that this kind of gram should become chayiv. When Mikol Mokum came with the mina, the e, the ein, oimim, the mavishim, the mayim, shuv, elon, chayiv, because of the gram. What's the Rashba saying? He's saying, first of all, I don't think this was ever the kasha of the Gemara. And so all the kashas. It was a ha'ora Rav Mori was making. And apparently it's a ha'ora that the Gemara does not really respond to. But it's a kasha, all right. So again, it's a difficult Rashba, but it tells us that Rashba never entertained that Groma ben Azakin should become Chayiv. Yeshayim, there are those who say, like Artosus, that Rav Mori was saying, Koyasheni is Chayiv. So if it would have been sustained, then the Gemara would have concluded different kinds of Gromas. But Mikol Mokim, Kaven de Amina de Ein Oyrim de Mava Zemayim Shuv Ein Lanu Lachai Bekarshin de Grumbo. So Rosh Boaz says it's Allah Havamina. Grumbo, the end of the Sugi is there is no Av called Mayim. The Havamina was there should be an Av called Mayim. The Maskana is there is no Av called Mayim. Correct? Who says that's Pshat in Tosfos? Go ahead. Who's that? Who said that? Who says it's Frantosus? The Maram. Look at the Maram. He asked the Kasha. Maram says it's all have a minute. The Maskana is this sugi is Maim is not an Av. It's all have a minute. Tosfos is saying in the have a minute we have to ask the Kasha. Lu Yitzur would have been the same Gemara. You right? But a Yitzur Mikol there is that it's Koyach Sheni of Hezek is Potter. Good? It's not an easy Gemara to explain. Why should Koyach Sheni be different than Koyach Rishon? Person killed somebody, killed somebody. He was Mazik.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to clarify the Rashba a little bit. The Rashba say that the Havmi of Gemara is that Koach, Shini, Grama, Maskana, that he gets Pater?
The Maskana is correct. The Maskana is Pater. Yeah. Maskana is that our Gemara has to be consistent with the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Hikshu al zeh. There's a run in it's an Edmund. Va'omru. They said, why shouldn't a person become chayiv when you throw a rock up and it drops down? Why shouldn't you be chayiv? What do you mean your koyach is exhausted and therefore it's gravity pulling it down? Gravity is only pulling it down from that spot on top of your computer because I threw it there. Right? Gemara says I throw a rock up and it drops on its way and it kills somebody. Potter. I'm pulling Potter. I was the one who energized this pull of gravity. Why is it different than age? The achrakach, I personalize the fire, and then a ruach shein mitzuya comes. Ruach mitzuya comes, and the halacha is eishen mishum chitzei is chayiv, and the fire is not bekoche bechlal. Let's say a person leaves avnei sakina shenich b'rish gagoy. Person leaves his knapsack on top of their roof. Ruach mitzuya comes, pulls it down, chayiv. So he says, why should throwing something in the air and having it come down, why should that not be the same thing as Eish? Right? Chadash Deran, V'tirtzu, De'ein, Chiyuv, Nezikin, Elo, B'koyach, U'bepoyel, Lo'i Ba'mesh, Nase, Ruch Mitzuya, Pe'elasi. Ilu Hoya Bikoyach Odom Al Yidei Shimitsuya. Right, the lashon of the Ran is lefichach ani yomer shein ledamois nizkei momim lebetzeich leninchi of misa. Find the lashon. Ran says we can't compare nizikin to chiyuv misa. When it comes to nizikin, we will be chayiv koyach sheni. Obviously, we're going to be chayiv eish. When it comes to misa, then the Torah has a different standard. But first, the Ran is mitaretz, tries to miyashiv it. We'll see it in a moment. And then the Ran says he thinks that ultimately we have to mechalik between Hezek and Ritzicha. She'ein ledamois nizkin momin leretzeach leninchi of misa. When it comes to Ritzicha, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu only holds a person chayiv misa for a maaser Ritzicha, where a person with a person's own koiches. He said, that's a special din in Ritzicha. But in Hezek, there's no such din. Just like when it comes to Ritzicha, the Ran says that le'osa b'shegei kemezid v'oynes kirotze. The Torah is machalik. A person, onam ha'mazik, is chai v'oynes. He's chai b'shegei. Adam and Ritzeach v'shoigeg is different than altogether. So Ran says you can't compare the halachas of Ritzicha and the halachas of Hezek. So again, a yoytzim he calls that. You have a machlekes Rashba and Ran. The Maharam learns the Tosfos like the Rashba. Once you see the Ran, not necessarily Mukhra. Good. So you can see where we're holding. The Rav Mori opens up the possibility of a new Av called Mayim. How is Mayim going to be a new Av? So Taisva says one of two possibilities. It'll either be a boar that was dug brishus. That's one possibility. Good. Next possibility, it can't be water that's being poured over by somebody, because that's unmamazik. And it can't be a boar, because that's boar, right? So what's the new one going to be? So it's the only way that we can imagine a new of called Mayim is if it's the Mayim that's rejected in Masechta Sanhedrin, called Koyach Sheni. Right? Pour the water in one spot, and it ends up flooding and killing somebody that I tied down in another spot. Good? That's the of. Now the question is, so halacha l'maisa, what's the din? Do we say that the Gemara, like the Maram says, the Rashba says, the Gemara never entertained that koyach sheni of mazik should be chayiv? That's grom and zogin. It was a havim in it. It was dismissed. Maram says the Gemara is even built in our Gemara. Because we dismissed Maya. It's not enough. The Yidach, the Ran says, but you can't dismiss it. Because Eish is really a form of Koyach Sheni. Eish is one of the Yovis. Wouldn't be Chayiv in Ritzicha. Gemara says, the Rashba, it gives it raya. When the stone is on its way down, So when it comes to when it's on its way down, so then obviously it's, you are responsible for bringing it down. You're certainly chayiv. Chayiv and hesek for sure. That's no worse than Abnei Sekinim Asoy. So how can we say that Koyach Sheni is not a Machayev? So Mimele, you see that there's that where Tosfos, certainly the Rashba for sure, and the Maram's Pshat in Tosfos, and certainly the second opinion in Tosfos seems to say Koyach Sheni is Potter Nehezer. The Ran says not at all. Koyach Sheni is your action. You're responsible for it. Chayiv. In Ritzicha, so there's a much higher standard of a masa before we actually kill somebody for killing. Nu, what's the machlekes between Tosfos and the Ran? Tosfos clearly said the two Gemaras should be compared, the Rashba for sure. What's in the Kudas HaMachlokes? So what would be the... Here's the lesson. Lefichach, ani yomer. No. Which sheet is easier to understand? The Ran or the Tosfos? Is that? Why? No, but I'm saying the basis for the chiluk.
The Ran.
Yeah.
We have more
rayas.
We have raya that.
I'm saying in terms of svara. If you have a good aura, all right. In other words, you're saying how is the Rashba going to respond to the Ran's rayas? Good, it's a good hour. But in terms of it, let me ask you this. If you didn't have a Rashba and a Ran and a Tosfos, so what would you say?
I like the Ran because it makes sense that different standards for murder and for. Because you hire someone for killing someone, you actually kill them.
Yeah.
Not a big deal to hire someone to kill some money.
Yeah.
So it would be easier to hire a Nezek than
a But Ellie's saying the following, right? He's saying that the distinction the Ran is drawing is not in terms of your masa and your responsibility. No, I wouldn't say your responsibility, that's not the right word. It's not saying your involvement in the crime. But he's saying that when it comes to Hezek, we're looking for something entirely different than when it comes to the parsha of Ritzicha. In Ritzicha, we're not looking at should this guy be Mechayim Esim or not? If that would be the issue, of course he's Mechayim Esim, right? Whether it doesn't matter whether he kills him, Vidayim Shalom Vidayim. When it comes to Hezek, so there, the goal of the halacha is to compensate. When it comes to Ritzicha, the question is this person Chayim Misa, Vidin Itar, Vidin Yadav? So the Ran is saying there's of course there are going to be different standards. Tosfos is looking at it from the perspective of my involvement in the crime. So either you're involved or you're not involved. So the Torah says that you are not involved enough in this crime to be chayav misa, so maybe you should not be involved enough in this crime to be chayav hezek. And the Ran is saying, but that's not what we're looking at. We're looking at, from the basis perspective, do we have enough reason to say you are responsible to compensate? That's not what we're talking about when it comes to chayav misa. It's a whole different part of chayav misa. We're talking about the form of the art of Rami Kibbeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take care. When it comes to chayav misa, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Darish Dan will take care of it. Bezin has to think about whether this was a maaseh v'tzicha that was so brazen, so clear that it's part of Ubiyat Rami Kibbeh. Something along those lines. I'm not sure exactly. All right. Baruch Hashem just had a granddaughter in Los Angeles. I have to get my wife to the airport, so we'll have a mincha, and then we'll continue tomorrow with the show. Okay? We'll have mincha in 2 minutes.